So Chris Nixon, Belfast barman from Slugger O'Toole here in Belfast Core Market, discussing the Alliance for Choice campaign with Sarah Wright of Alliance for Choice. Sarah, do you want to introduce your campaign?
Yeah, Alliance for Choice works to extend the 1967 Act to Northern Ireland to allow women to have reproductive health care at home.
So what does that really mean in real terms? What's the current law in Northern Ireland?
The current law dates from 1861, the Offences Against the Person Act. It essentially means that unless there's serious and long-term risk to a woman's physical or mental health, she cannot obtain abortion in Northern Ireland. Last year, that I think I'd be right in saying there were 23 abortions here, whereas thousands of women travel to Great Britain, thousands more order pills online and have an abortion at home. And it's unacceptable. We need a law here that allows women the right to choose and have bodily autonomy.
And one of the reasons this has been in the news recently is because a woman has been charged with obtaining and supplying pills that produce an abortion for her daughter. I know your organisation campaigned this week in Londonderry outside a police station, inviting the police to arrest people who signed an open letter saying they did the same. You're doing one at Musgrave Street in Belfast next week. What's the aim of this? Is the aim that you want you all to be arrested, or is the aim hopefully that the police or the public prosecution see sense?
I think the aim is to highlight the hypocrisy of the law. I mean, they've targeted one isolated woman when they know fine rightly. You know, we had an open letter in 2013 that said that over 100 people had supplied or taken these early medical abortion pills. And then we released another one, you know, recently with over 200 names of individuals who've done this. So they know it happens. They know that women are accessing pills online. They're safe, but they're illegal, and that's unacceptable. It's unacceptable to arrest one single woman when Alliance for Choice and their activists have been facilitating and helping women to access abortion for years.
And what sort of traction have you found with local politicians? Is there much support? Obviously, there's certain stigma within some parties, but I know recently Sinn Féin MLA spoke out about his experience of fetal abnormality. Have you had much support from Stormont?
I mean, there's obviously quite a lot of silent supporters. They'll support you behind closed doors, but they won't in public, you know, because they have to face their electorate each year. But we do, obviously, we have quite open pro-choice MLAs like Anna Lowe, Stephen Agnew, and I know the Green Party has very progressive pro-choice policies. But there are, you know, we've a way to go, but we have to highlight the hypocrisy of the law. We have to highlight how it's been used inconsistently in Northern Ireland.
Do you feel like the ideal end result in this is the courts intervening and making a decision, or do you think it's for Stormont, or would you go further than that and perhaps suggest a royal commission?
I mean, ideally, it should be our legislators that are legislating to allow women to have the right to choose and to access reproductive healthcare at home. You know, but if the courts, if that's where it has to go, if it has to go through the courts, and there are discussions, you know, about judicial reviews, there's discussions, and there's obviously the Amnesty My Body My Rights campaign, which, you know, they've sought leave for judicial review on the Department of Justice consultation. So there are things happening. There are absolutely changes being made. It's just slowly. But in the meantime, obviously, the websites Women on Web and Women Help Women, and then the organisation Abortion Support Network are lifelines for women until such time as the law is changed.
Okay, thanks for your time, Sarah.
All right.